Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss stupid influencers spreading coronavirus, our favorite lyrics from Wet Ass Pussy, we figure out why people shit during marathons, and Corey examines his cupping fetish. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, little lassie.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Ruff, ruff.
Hi,
ruff,
friend. Ruff. What up?
Hey, I don't...
Homie?
I'm not crazy about whatever dog Lassie was.
A collie.
Collie. No, ma'am.
My cousins had a collie growing up, and they, you know, they're real furry, fluffy.
Mm-hmm. And do they shed?
And when, well, I think all dogs shed. Well, when it was growing up, when in the summertime, when it'd get too hot, they'd shave it.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a collie shaved?
No, ma'am.
You should Google
maybe,
it.
Maybe, I don't know. Collie shaved. I don't know about that.
Collie with no hair.
Actually, kind of cute, right?
I don't think that's actually pulling up the right image.
Oh, this says shaving your collie is a bad idea.
Well,
interesting.
Listen.
Well, there you have it. According to Rover.com.
Don't shave your collie, Holly.
Okay. What about cauliflower? I'm pretty into cauliflower.
I love.
And what about cauliflower ear?
Although, oh, I hate.
Wow. We are a body positivity up in this gig.
It just makes me feel like your ears are tight.
They might be. Some ears are tight.
I think,
tight,
can you?
Tight for the gods.
I think you can drain a cauliflower ear.
You can do a lot with a cauliflower ear.
It can give it sweet kisses.
You go whisper into a cauliflower ear. Do people know what cauliflower ear is?
They must. If they don't, listen, Google is your friend. Siri is your friend. Bing is your friend. Ask Jeeves is your friend.
Yeah, well, cauliflower ear is a thing. I think it happens when you get slammed down when you're wrestling.
Do you think people have
we talked about this recently?
No. Do you think they have, is there a cauliflower ear kink?
Absolutely.
Do you have any sports-related injury kinks that, turn you on?
Honestly, cauliflower ear, I have only really seen it in hot guys, usually.
I think,
so, maybe that's a thing I have.
I think your kink is an underbite.
Oh, absolutely.
You know
a
what?
Nice, strong jaw, but that's not a sports-related injury.
You know
underbite,
what?
Is it?
It could be. You know what really does it for me?
Hmm.
Cupping bruises.
Oh, God.
You don't love that I love cupping bruises?
I can understand that. It communicates to me a guy that is interested in self-care.
When I did the AIDS Life Cycle bike ride in 2019, you could get a free cupping sesh on one of the days. And so there were a lot of people with cupping marks walking around, hot guys in their bibs with their cupping marks. And I thought, do it for me.
Well, a guy hit on me once at the gym. And he
just once,
and he offered as part of the flirtation moment. He was like, "Hey, also I do cupping. If you ever want me to do cupping."
Was he hot?
And I was like, it was hit or miss. And so I was kind of like,
"Was he my type? You know me."
He was not your type. No.
Are there any hot listeners in the San Francisco area who want to do a COVID-friendly cupping?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What would that mean? Like masks on?
Yeah. I mean, well, didn't we say a month ago that the New York Health Department was all glory holes are in?
So you could have a big hole in a wall that's big enough for your back, and you can just back your back up into that.
I don't
your butt, but your back.
I don't know.
Cup Yeah, with that.
I listen. I had my first cupping. Well, was it my first? Yeah, I think it was my first cupping experience and my first acupuncture, both on the ALC ride, and I loved both.
Well, bada bing, bada boom.
Don't call me bada boom.
I don't know about cupping for me. Good morning.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and wakey, bakey. Wakey.
Hey, it's a big week in pop culture, Corey.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot of stuff's going on. A lot of things happening. A lot of stuff is happening.
Tell us the tea, Ty.
Well, the VMAs are this upcoming weekend, I believe.
Oh, shit.
Have you done your voting?
Are we old enough to vote? Or too old,
anybody
I mean?
Can vote. Everybody can vote.
Well, listen, I know. They let everybody vote in the Teen Choice Awards.
Well, I think you're thinking the People's Choice Award. As long as you're a people, as long as you're a person. Hey, that's pretty speciesist.
Humanist.
The People's Choice Awards are not for you. Anytime we get bombarded by aliens, I think the first thing that's going to...
They're going
to
make
putting to them is the People's Choice Awards. We're going to have to make a change to that.
Should we have a Outer Space Awards?
Well, we do have what is that? Miss Universe. They could compete in that. They've really been slacking in representation
Miss Milky Way.
In Miss Universe. Girl, I'll give you Miss Milky Way.
you're serving a little bit more Miss Butterfingers.
You know when. I don't know what that means. But you know when people go,
I thought we were just naming candy bars.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody does other than you and your friends.
Oh, really?
I'm a fan of it. Austin still does it to me.
I feel like there's drag queens that do it. To me, it is like the punctuation type of like, it's like an exclamation mark of like when you're supposed to laugh at a drag queen sometimes. You know, I feel like queens do that. So
your version of a tongue pop?
It's a tongue pop. It's kind of like, but it's also lowest common denominator of humor. It's like a fart joke.
Oh, wow. Well, then you're not going to get me on board with it.
Anyway, so the VMAs are coming up and I feel like it's our duty to vote.
Shit.
Voting is what?
Fundamental.
Sure, I guess. The VMAs are live Sunday, August 30th, and Gaga's performing, so we obviously care about that.
But what do you think she's going to perform? Tell the truth. What do I think? I asked my other friend, who's a huge Gaga stan.
Okay.
And he had opinions.
Okay.
He said he thinks she's going to do Stupid Love into Rain on Me into whatever the next single is.
Well, I think they say that the next single is Free Woman.
I'm fine with that.
So I wouldn't be upset about any of that. You know, I was there for her last performance at the VMAs when she opened the awards with applause. You remember when she was the big white square as a face?
That sounds familiar.
And then she had different wigs for to represent the different eras I was living.
I'm not one of the after party gays that puts on VMA performances.
I'm sorry, what?
You know when you have like an after party with your gay friends after leaving the bar and then they're all fighting over the Apple TV remote?
Oh, and people want to play clips.
And people put on like VMA performances from Gaga.
Yeah, or like 2009.
Or like Beyonce at Coachella. I'm not one of those gays.
Oh, you're okay. Well, I'm glad you assert such a thing.
I'm not familiar with her performanceology as you are.
Well, I'm hoping for some iconic things, but my expectations are so low because obviously it's 2020. Like, what can they really
do?
They have time.
Is this going to be filmed in her backyard?
I think they can like make their performances ahead of time so they can really do something huge if they wanted to.
Is Katy Perry performing?
I would like that.
She has an album dropping like that same weekend.
She could use the promo.
Did you know her album's dropping on the 10-year anniversary of Teenage Dream?
So what is she now?
Smile.
adult dream.
Smiling. She's smiling. She's got her smile back. She loves to laugh.
Thank God.
She loves to laugh.
Thank God.
And she smiles a lot.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping for some iconic performances. I'm expecting nothing, but
do you have a list of all the performers?
I can pull that up. No, right now I have pulled up the votes.
Let's
we have
vote.
To vote.
Let's vote. Let's
okay,
vote.
So I sent you a link. Let's go through the votes and make our declarations for who we want to win. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
First up is video of the year. You got Billie Eilish, Eminem, Future, Lady Gaga, Ariana, Taylor in The Weeknd. Clearly, we care about Billie, Lady Gaga, and Taylor. What are you voting for?
I gave all my votes to Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
Thank you. Same.
I haven't. Next up, I haven't seen the Eminem, Drake, Weeknd, or Billie Eilish video.
Yeah, neither have I.
And I didn't love the Man video from Taylor Swift. I thought it was a little on the nose.
She does that.
I'm not submitting my votes. I did it. I submit my votes.
Artist of the year. I mean, who do I want? I'm giving all my votes to Gaga, obviously.
I'm giving all my votes to Gaga except for one vote to Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset about Megan winning. I think she deserves it. It really was her year. So I would be okay with that. Best new artist. Louis Capaldi? Is he even new still? This is like when who was it that like was a best new artist for like 3 years in a row?
I think Justin Bieber.
Sure. So Doja. I don't even know who Jack Harlow is. No offense, Jack, if you're a cycle baby. Tate McRae, again, I'm not quite sure. Roddy Ricch, not quite sure. So Doja is my vote. Right? Who are you voting for?
I'm going to split my votes between Doja Cat and Louis Capaldi.
Wow, a Louis Stan we have on our hands. Song of the Year. Say So, Everything I Wanted, Rain On Me, The Box, Circles, and Savage. Savage really was a song of the year. I have to say that. Like, she, as much as I'm very a Rain On Me stan, Say So and Savage were it.
I'm splitting five votes apiece across Doja, Gaga, Megan Thee Stallion, and Post Malone Circles, because I really like that song.
You know I'm a Post Malone super fan. That album still goes off for me. Yep. I gave my votes to Rain On Me, Say So, and Savage, but mostly to Rain On Me. Sorry, ladies. You know. Best collab. There are some contestants here. Ed Sheeran is back. Black Eyed Peas is around.
They did something.
Who is Carol G? Carol.
Are we learning that we're just too old?
It's getting to be about that year.
Carol,
yes.
G and Nicki Minaj.
I'm giving all my votes to Lady Gaga and Ariana, of course. Sorry. I have to.
I believe it that for you.
Best pop? I mean, we're getting to the categories where it's kind of like, do we care to do this? Let's skip down to something a little more interesting. Best music video from home? No. Pass. Best quarantine performance?
Is that
Pass.
A thing? Was Katie nominated? Katie's done a lot.
Gaga's nominated for Smile. I'm going to give her my vote.
Oh,
baby.
My God.
I don't even remember that. I don't know if I caught that one. Well, Video for Good. How is Taylor Swift's The Man of Video for Good? I guess it kind of has a message.
I think, yeah, I was confused about that as well when I saw it.
Well,
I'm giving all my votes to Demi Lovato.
Good for you. And then any other categories you feel passionate about?
Let's see.
Anything you want to dive into? Cinematography, perhaps? Wow. Gaga is nominated for everything. We don't vote for the professional categories.
Isn't there? Oh, Video for Good. We just talked about that.
Pretty rude.
Well, best music video from home.
Yeah, wow. I don't quite care.
Now, are you going to watch the VMAs?
Yeah. What else the hell am I up to?
So I guess I'll set the DVR and fast forward. Remember the days when we used to live tweet musical award show performances?
A different time.
Do you think Katie ever got her VMA for best ringtone at the Latin America VMAs?
Absolutely.
Do you think she has that on her mantle?
On her Kelly mantle? Hey, did you see Tammy Brown's new movie she's making?
So I have a drag race group text called Fuck My Drag. Okay. with my San Francisco gaze, and somebody sent it in there, and I thought, now this is something I'm not going to watch.
What do you mean? Tammy Brown is a legend, an icon. She deserves to come back for All Stars 5.
I didn't even watch the, what's it called? I didn't even watch the clip they sent me on Instagram. I just double tap liked. It's like when somebody sends you the, a video that you can't see.
You just say, haha.
I just say, I say, OMG every time. It works every time.
Great. Hey, you know what's noticeably missing from these VMAs is WAP.
Well, because the video just came out, it missed the cutoff.
Oh, I didn't know there's like a strict rule for any of that.
Yeah, it's just like the Grammys. There's a cutoff period, hun.
Well, okay, sure. I kind of love it. It feels like a cultural moment.
I hadn't watched the video until we got ready to record this episode.
Did you just watch it?
I did, like 5 minutes ago. And I didn't realize that in the video, they have to say wet and gushy.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know about that.
Why does that Jenner show up? Who cares?
If they wanted her there and she wanted to be there, then great. More power to everyone involved.
I just feel like they think that they like need her to get views. And I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, the Kardashians to me are a little bit, the Kardashian Jenners are a little bit like we're told we're supposed to care about them in pop culture.
Right, I couldn't care. Couldn't care less.
Though I will say, you know, I did watch a bunch of Keeping Up with the Kardashians during the quarantine, and I like them a lot more. What?
I can't believe you would do this to me. If you're going to pick a show like that, you've got to pick Housewives.
No. I don't. It's not like I picked it. Nick, when he was here, would always put it on.
That seems like something Nick would watch. That's so Raven and Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Hey, do you have a wet ass bussy?
I have a poragushy.
A poragushy, like a porygon. Porygon.
You sent me that cartoon that said wet ass poragushy.
Yeah, thickness. Thickness.
Everybody sent it to me because they thought, well, Corey's the only person we know who likes Pokemon.
Yeah, any intersection of faggotry and Pokemon, people sent to me.
I mean, should we really do a Pokemon update?
What's there to say? Hey, I will say, they really figured out the quarantine with doing remote raids.
They did.
I'm really enjoying that.
No, I was just thinking the other... I hadn't really played in months because quarantine really fucked my Pokemon-ing. But I thought, wow, I bet the fans are really missing our conversations about Pokemon
I'm
Go.
Doing really well in Pokemon Go, to be honest. It's been a staple for every day. I walk around the neighborhood. I get my steps, though my miles are very low these days.
See, well, because I've been running every day, I'm hitting that 50 kilometers every week. It's great.
Well, I kind of have cut running out of my workouts because I feel a little guilty, like huffing and puffing around people, and you know, so when I do run, I'll do zigzags in the neighborhood. And
you need to get one of those like neck gaiters.
I read that those are not good for those. Actually, it's because it spreads against your face. The particles actually go through easier than a mask. Anyway, so I've been as my cardio, I've been doing jump roping. Are you familiar?
Is that like hula hooping?
It's a little. It's a jump rope. I love it, and I feel like it is shedding my weight.
Really?
Yeah. Any quarantine pounds that I have gained, girl, jump roping really. Ba boom, bada bing, bada bam.
Well, when guys have been flirting with me on Instagram, and they're all like, oh, what have you been up to during quarantine? Then I have nothing to talk about. So I'm just like, oh, I've been running. And then they're all, oh, if you've been running every day, I bet you got that ass. And I thought, people must not know anything about runners, because how many long distance runners you know who got that ass? None.
I don't know. I don't know many long-distance runners.
Do you see marathon runners with that ass? No.
I love when a marathon runner poops during the run. Runs during the run, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think I would like that. But also,
I wouldn't like it for myself.
If you're running a marathon, maybe that's what I'll do when this is all said and done, is finally run a marathon. But I was thinking in my head, I mean, you're running for like 3 or 4 hours. Like, you can't go that long without shitting, or does your body just start going through it?
Well, so I think maybe your body starts like, maybe you had coffee in the morning.
I would never.
Didn't realize. Or maybe your body is like thinking, oh, I need to like, it. Maybe the processes are a little bit fucked up because, you know, it thinks it's going through something right now.
I'll ask my friend Girl Jordan, because she's run multiple marathons and she will be able to give me the tea on shitting during marathons.
Okay, yeah, please report back, because that's of interest to me. Maybe I would actually watch an episode of Explained. You know about Explained?
Yeah.
About shitting during marathons.
Well, isn't it also that like when you die you shit? Is that?
Oh yeah, they say that the stinkiest thing about war is all the corpses are shitting. Cuz it's like they're expelling all the things because there's no muscles holding it in anymore. It's like, apparently battlefields smell like shit.
Are we holding it in right now?
I sure am.
Do we have anal? Do we have anal tension that we don't know about, that our bodies just hold at all times?
Please welcome to the stage, anal tension.
Okay, what's sure. she about? What's her?
Well,
what's her
she
gig?
Shits on stage. No.
Well,
she shits on stage.
Good for her.
She got a wet ass pussy.
Well, that's like that in that in our book. I'm not myself these days.
I know. I tell that story a lot.
He pulls out the M&M candy cane, and it's raining men. You know what I mean?
Rain on me.
That would be the song to perform to if you're going to bring the candy cane trick back.
I hate that. I hate it. Hey, did you see they're making a Scream 5?
Yes, bitch.
And Miss, I know this was in your interest. I figured I should bring that up to you.
I got that wet and gushy when I heard.
Really?
Yes.
I heard a synonym for getting that wet ass pussy is mayonnaising.
What?
And I hate it.
What does that even mean?
Kind of like getting a little bit macaroni and cheese down yonder.
At one point, she says that.
I know. It's disturbing.
I like the part two where she says the thing about hitting the thing in the back of your throat. Yeah.
I find the entire song's lyrics to be fun, empowering for whoever wants to feel themselves.
It went number one.
It went number one on Billboard. I think it's a triumph music video. Normani's there. The colors of the music video are stunning. I think it's a cultural moment. The fact that people are up in arms about the lyrics, I think they could fuck off.
You mean like Republicans?
Yeah, like people want to act like it's a thing. Bitch, where was that energy when I was in sixth grade screaming to the window, to the wall, to the sweat drips down my balls? When every single
skeet,
fucking...
skeet, motherfucker.
Yes. If we grew up with that and we were fine, I think the children will be good with a wet ass pussy. It's chill.
I don't know anything about wet or dry pussies, but if you want to sing about either, go for it.
Yes, thank you.
No scrubs, no pigeons.
My biggest problem with the song is I heard it on the radio and it's like every other word is bleeped. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, that's like
I'd rather listen to the normal.
I watched the video and it was the same thing. Bleep this, bleep that, wet and gushy. I said, you can't say wet ass pussy on YouTube.
Grow up to go to Vimeo. Hey, TikTok.
What
do
about
you use
it?
TikTok? Do you use it?
I watch it at night.
Well, what are you going to do if they get rid of it?
Oh,
who's they? Trump.
TikTok, there's some people doing some stuff on TikTok.
Yeah, you can really fall into a hole of like, what are these people up to?
I said, sometimes I try to keep the algorithm of the cute boys away because I never know how old
it's a slippery slope.
I never know how old they are. And I'm just like, I don't need to see that. So,
and plus I don't want to get into the habit of making idiots popular.
Yeah.
Because bitch, look where that got us. Look at all these fucking idiots having parties in Hollywood and there are 100 people there and strippers and blah, blah, blah. And
strippers.
Did you not see these like TikTok idiot stars fucking dumb pieces of shit having their 21st birthday party in a mansion in the Hollywood Hills. And it's the height of coronavirus in Hollywood. And Grandpa Oakley has to log into the internet and yell it off his porch again every Saturday morning.
One Saturday morning.
I've had it.
Is that the new one Saturday morning?
Every weekend I have to log in and just
do you
see
slide which... into their DMs and say you're
no.
You have worms for brains?
No, I don't know who these kids are, so I'm not reaching out directly. I'm gonna call them out every fucking weekend.
Can we get their moms on the phone?
I would like to know where their parents are. They are too young.
Well,
they're too young.
Maybe LA will have a great exodus after all this.
Let's remember a few months ago, back in March, when all of us Aries and Pisces were having our birthdays on Zoom when it was 5,000 new coronaviruses a day. And now that we're up to 50,000 a day, people are having parties and going and...
It sounds like, very like a Leo thing to do.
We're not... things are not better, y'all. I mean, I'm talking specifically America, but like... Things are not better. Why are you having a party? Why are you going and doing a thing?
Who can never be sure?
It's frustrating.
I validate your frustration.
I did see a question on Twitter when I asked, like, what should we talk about on the podcast? Somebody asked, how can we celebrate my 21st birthday without going to the bars? How can I make it a good 21st birthday?
Bitch.
Do we have any creative ideas for this person? Because clearly they care.
Yeah. It's A, cheaper to have the birthday at home.
Oh, my God.
B, you don't have to wait in line for a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a Zoom birthday like Tyler did in March.
You could do a Zoom bar crawl.
And everybody maybe. Sets a different... You know how Zoom lets you like set a different background wallpaper?
Oh my God, fun. And yeah. Then you have, you distribute all the backgrounds to everyone that's coming. And then maybe there's like different themes of the music and different drinks that everyone, or a different shot that everyone can do in each room that you change it to.
I did see, ooh, maybe it's a murder mystery party, but you all get drunk.
Okay, sounds fine.
A real whodunit, if you will.
Are you talking about Escape the Night?
Hey, not, but you could.
I distinctly remember one episode of filming Escape the Night. People were drunk. Like, for some reason in the green room, people were doing shots. And by the time we went and filmed the episode, like, specific people were pretty drunk. And I was looking at the camera people and the producers and everything. And I was like, were we supposed to be allowed to drink in between episodes? Because there's somebody here arguing to not get evicted or whatever the hell, or killed off. And I thought, baby, you're so drunk, I want to get rid of you.
They just murdered the poor boy.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
Well, that's who knew we were going to get this exclusive BTS. What's that show called again?
Oh, Escape the Night, honey.
I never watched the most recent season, the All-Star season, I don't think.
Maybe. Can you believe I wasn't invited back for All Stars? I won.
Your free subscription to YouTube Red timed out, and so I didn't get to watch the most regular, most.
Yeah,
recent
what's
season.
Up with that?
They hey, only YouTube. Gave you 1 year free.
That's pretty rude.
Yeah, I had pretty to log into rude. Your profile and see that you were checking in on the Golden Hive.
I vaguely brought up Scream 5, but do you have any hopes for Scream 5?
I hope it's good. I hope it's great. I hope there's lots of laughs.
You know what I think is going to happen?
If they better not fucking kill Courtney Cox. They better not make her the killer. She needs to just
she's
going to
have a
everyone.
She's going to have something going on. I think she should be the opening scene. You know how every Scream
she
has the
should,
opening scene
you think
murder?
She should be the Drew Barrymore?
I think she should be the Drew Barrymore. I would find satisfaction in that. And a real rewriting of the rules.
I just really hope it doesn't go too far into the like
meta.
No, like into like nowadays there's like Instagram. Like I don't want someone to be
murdered.
Well,
that was Scream 4.
It was a little bit, but yeah, everything has only continued to progress since then. So I don't want like somebody getting murdered on an Instagram live, or like someone doing a TikTok and getting rolled up in the doggy door and the garage door opener.
I agree. I think that was the premise of Scream 4. I think they would leave it alone. I think they would find a new angle.
There's a way to be like, yes, everybody has like phones and technology these days, but not like over the head with it, you know? You know?
Yeah. We'll see.
That's the way Sue sees it.
I'm glad Courtney Cox is coming back.
Bitch, it's not a movie without her.
We'll see.
Is Sydney Prescott coming back?
I mean, certainly. If Courtney's coming back, everyone's coming back.
All hands on deck. You know what they say.
Hey.
Get that wet and gushy.
Are you excited for our new VP pick?
Yeah. I'm riding with Biden.
Yeah. Me too, actually.
I mean,
I found Kamala, right?
Kamala.
I found Kamala to be an exciting pick, an energizing choice for the party. I felt excitement and buzz for the first time for the election. And I know it's been a minute since they picked her, but I think it's a good route. I think the Republicans don't really know what to do with her.
See, they've already started. They're already asking whether she's a citizen or whether or not she could even be vice president.
I mean, it's Trump 2.0.
It's their normal talking track.
I'm excited. I'm ready to start volunteering in whatever way I can. I feel like my goal for 2020 before COVID was like, oh, in the fall, I'll want to go like to a bunch of swing states and try to get people to register to vote and blah, 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 blah. But I feel like obviously we can't do that now. So maybe I'll like phone bank.
What's that? I phone banked at the last election and it was super fun and super easy.
I did it too. It reminded me of when I was the telemarketer.
Oh, I was going to say too, shit, I wish I had the link. I'll try to find it for the next episode. But they were saying that if your people are comfortable, that they're looking for obviously people to work at polling places at the upcoming election. And that it's like a paid gig. So
that's actually a really great idea of a way to get involved and to make sure that things go smoothly for your community. It's like everyone can kind of have a sense of accountability for how things go and make sure that, you know, there's no people being disenfranchised in your polling place. It's like a great way to get involved that is neutral, but pro-democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and it'll keep more polling places open and it'll make lines less short on voting day, election day.
Yeah, because sometimes I go to vote and the people have no clue how to run it and it goes so slow. And I think if I were here working, this could go faster.
Well, and I was reading a tip too that was saying, especially now that everything's up in arms about with mail-in voting and how they're kind of the Republicans are trying to sabotage the U.S. Postal Service. You can request a mail-in ballot, but then you can still drop it off in person instead of mailing it.
Oh, that's
it
the
in.
Best thing to do.
So
for me, at least, because it's like you get to completely skip the line. Yes. You go right up to the front of the line at the polling place that you usually would
right
vote
in the counter thing.
They give you a sticker.
And also, a lot of states have early voting, which you would want to check online for your state and all that. But oftentimes you can vote like the week leading up, like ahead of time at a different polling place, like if you're going to be out of town.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of drop-off places.
Well, and so, right. So it's still something that can be done in person, but not without have to necessarily interacting with as many people who are actually going to vote on election day.
Yeah, when it was for the primaries, I think I waited in line like 5 hours. It was crazy. And everyone was just like skipping the line with their the mail-in vote like packet right. that they could skip with. So I was like, oh, fuck, I need to do that for the next election. So this November, I'm definitely doing that.
It's a lifesaver.
It's a lifesaver. Okay. Can you believe we're in a world where we have to like campaign to save the post office so that the democracy doesn't fall?
I mean, it's interesting. No, I mean, it's just like infuriating to me because I know so many people who think that voter suppression isn't a thing because it doesn't impact them specifically or people that they know. But like voter suppression is something that's been happening in the southern states and a lot of communities for a very long time. So are we surprised that this is the tactic that Donald Trump is taking now? No, not at all. But
it's not even up for debate. He like literally admitted that he is disenfranchising the post office as an attempt to hurt voting. He said that. What are we on about? Like, hello.
Yeah.
Why? What?
It's just the mind boggles.
Oh, baby. The boggles
mind,
it does.
The mind boggles, baby. But yeah, anyways. So make sure you're registered to vote.
If you go to iwillvote.com, I think last week I just double checked because I was like, you know what? I haven't checked since a while. I don't know the last time I checked. Just to make sure your address is right, to make sure. And if you go there, go to the websites to check for your registration and everything, to check your address and check everything. There's like a spot where you can see the status of making sure that they have checked your past ballots and like confirmed that they have counted your vote. And it's kind of cool so that you can like, knowing that you can go in for this election if you vote early and make sure that they have confirmed your vote after you like send it in, you can check the status of your vote.
Yeah. Cause voting is what?
So cool. Voting is it.
Voting is something you should all be doing.
Amen, sis. Okay.
Well, hey, here we are.
Another beautiful episode.
Another one in the books.
We did it, you little stinker.
Tyler, where can people find you?
You can find me voting early.
Bitch, I was going to say at the polls. Come November.
Where can people find you?
They can find me at the polls on November 3rd, 2020.
Amen. Okay, cool. Have a good life. We'll see you next Tuesday. And yeah.
Toodles. Okay, bye. Later.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.